Welcome back to Season 1, Episode 6 of The Paperback Noob. I am your host, Jessica. I want to apologize to everyone for getting this episode out a little bit later than intended. The reason why it's a little bit later is because I've been working on a website for The Paperback Noob. If you visit www.thepaperbacknoob.com, you can see all of the podcast episodes, and I now have a blog. The blog features some of my writing pieces, and you're more than welcome to comment, like, and share. Please contribute some of your own writing on there. I'd love to feature it. There's a donation page down at the bottom. You can click donate, and it'll go straight to me. And that money goes into helping the podcast towards maintenance of the website, and also a new writer getting published. Anything helps, even if it's a dollar. Thank you in advance to my noobs. Today, I thought we would talk about words. Seems like a pretty big topic, so I'm going to narrow it down a bit for you. I'm going to be going over tone and how the words you use in your writing can really change your piece, can make it or break it. It can change the entire genre of your piece. I'm also going to be speaking about wordiness and how to avoid it. And I found this amazing resource for you on Amazon.com. It's a dictionary of sorts, and I'll go into more detail a little bit later. So first off, let's start with tone. In therapy, I speak about tone to some of my clients that come in that are having issues with communication. Tone is really important when you're speaking to someone. The words that you use are not as important as the tone that you speak with. So for instance, I can say the word yes, and I can say it so many different ways. I can say, yeah, or I can say, yes, of course. Two very different tones. Yet I'm saying exactly the same thing, right? However, my tone changes the theme behind what I'm saying. So the yeah kind of sounds like an eye roll goes along with that. Maybe I'm being a little bit facetious. If I'm saying yes, of course, it sounds like I'm a little bit more excited, maybe even more empathetic, willing to help. Again, the same words, two very different tones. So when you're writing a story, the tones that you use will come out in the language you decide to use. For instance, let's say you're writing a ghost story. I'm going to use two sentences to describe the ghost so you can have an example of tone. The first sentence goes something like this. The ghoulish apparition hovered over my body. My hands trembled as I covered my eyes instinctively. The tightening in my chest was becoming unbearable, and I stifled a scream. Now this, because of the language I used in this ghost story, is representative of a horror tone. The second sentence is a little bit different. I'm still talking about a ghost, but you're going to notice that there's a different tone. The ghost appeared before me, reaching out to touch my hand. My finger brushed the transparent figure and I gasped. Such a beautiful presence before me, yet so cold. Again, this is representative of a ghost, but it sounds a little bit more like a happy story, not so much of a scary one or a horror genre. So remember, the words that you use will really define the tone in your story. Whatever your writing piece is, choose your words wisely, because the words that you use will make the tone either come across or fall apart. Next, I'd like to talk a little bit about wordiness. I'd like you to follow this rule. If you can say something simply, don't make it more complex. Simple doesn't equate with unintelligence. You can write with simple beauty. And here's an example. If I have two sentences about rain, the first one I use might sound something like this. The rain fell. As the tears of the earth, I am consumed with sadness. Number two. The rain fell as if sadness had crept over my entire body, leaving me consumed with a waterfall of depression. So, as you can see, the second sentence is a lot more wordy. I'm essentially saying the same exact thing as the first sentence. However, the first sentence is way less wordy, and it's still a beautiful sentence. I still get my point across, and the words that I use are short and sweet. My theory on wordiness is because of the essays in school we were required to write. A lot of us who have been to higher education, even high school, you were required to use essays with a word count. You had to turn in a paper that had 3,000 words, 5,000 words. If you're in grad school, maybe 10,000 words, maybe more if you're doing a thesis. When we write a 3,000-word essay and boom, it's done, and that's the magical number for an A+, it's like we've been trained. So we go on to write something creative, and it doesn't come across as creative because we're trying to fill it with words that we don't need. It's unnecessary. I once had a journalism professor that told the class not to use the word that, because that is a filler word. What does that mean? You can describe it in a different way, with a lot more simplicity. It doesn't have to be very complex. So when you're thinking about wordiness, remember that less can immediately be more. My other theory is that we don't really feel confident with keeping short sentences, as if we're not legitimate writers, if we're not using provocative and endless strings of words. It's okay if you write something and it doesn't read like Thoreau. Speaking of words, I found this amazing dictionary of words on Amazon.com. The book is called The Dictionary of the Strange, Curious, and Lovely by Robin DeVoe, and I'm going to read you of my favorite words so far. It's an extremely provocative book. Invidious. Invidious means to provoke envy. I thought that was a really cool word. I had never heard it before. This one's kind of silly. Kerfuffle also means commotion. Pranava, the meditated word for om in meditation. Vitanda, things that are forbidden. I thought those were some interesting words. There are hundreds of them in this book. You can find it on Amazon.com. It was relatively inexpensive. Check it out. Might help with some of your writing. Especially if you're writing poetry, it may help. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, comment, visit my website, thepaperbacknoob.com. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.